with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling for the world's support in its war against Hamas terrorists.
I hope and pray that civilized nations everywhere will back this fight, because Israel's fight is your fight. Because if Hamas and Iran's axis of evil win, you will be their next target. That's why Israel's victory will be your victory.
The Israeli Prime Minister rejected calls for a ceasefire Monday, and Israeli ground forces pushed further into Gaza. The military said a female soldier captured during Hamas's brutal October 7th incursion was rescued in Gaza, the first since the weeks-long war began. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed her home, saying the achievement by Israel's security forces illustrates his country's commitment to free all the hostages. President Biden has signed an executive order creating artificial intelligence safeguards. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said guardrails are needed to balance the needs of cutting-edge technology companies with national security and consumer rights. He said AI is driving change at warp speed and carries tremendous potential as well as perils.
To realize the promise of AI and avoid the risk, we need to govern this technology.
The executive order requires leading AI developers to share safety test results and other information with the government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The United Auto Workers Union says it has reached a tentative contract with General Motors, the last of the Detroit three automakers to agree to a deal. Under the deal reached early Monday, workers at all three companies will return to the job pending votes on whether to ratify the contracts, which will take place over the next 2 weeks. This is SRN News. Another effort to expand euthanasia in Canada.
Advocates are urging the government to allow people with drug addictions to kill themselves. Dr. David Martel of Nova Scotia Health told the recent Canadian Society of Addiction Medicine, quote, "It's not fair to exclude people from physician-assisted suicide purely because their mental disorder might be a substance use disorder." Ever since Canada legalized euthanasia in 2016, eligibility has been expanded time and time again. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A modest pro-life revolution seems to be sweeping Russia. While abortion's still legal and widely available, some private clinics have started to drop it from the services they provide. The health ministry has mandated talking points for doctors designed to discourage women from terminating pregnancies. New regulations will soon severely restrict access to many abortifacient drugs as well. This is SRN News. Hundreds storm an airport in Russia in an anti-Semitic riot over the arrival of a plane from Israel. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Video shows a large, angry crowd of people moving through the main airport in the Dagestan region, then rushing onto the landing field, chanting anti-Semitic slogans and seeking passengers arriving on a flight from the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. Further video on social media shows some in the crowd waving Palestinian flags and others trying to overturn a police car. Dagestan's Ministry of Health says more than 20 people were injured, with two in critical condition, the injured including police officers and civilians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
No criticism of the demonstration was heard from the Kremlin and no statement from Russian President Vladimir Putin. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.